Check, 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 check. Go. Hey, oh God, here we, all right, all right. Jesus, got to sink me in. Starting off bad. What's up? All right. It should sink me in. All right. I guess we're synced in now. Shit. What's going on, everybody? Welcome. It's your boy, the Dean. Oh, shit. Get my hair plugs in right. Class is in session. How you guys doing today? Let me make sure I got the lighting. Lighting is still closer to me, girl. There we go. Yeah, make sure the lighting is right and everything on me and everything. How you guys doing? It's your boy, the Dean. Class is in session. Welcome to the show, guys. We have a great show. Shout out to everybody that's in the show here. We welcome you all with open arms. We got nothing but love, respect, and admiration for my Me Pill community, guys. So I welcome you all here, guys. If you want to call in, y'all have the number. As we always say, the thing about this show that you're listening to is going to be a hot one again, because the one thing that we do that nobody does, that we can tell you that everything we do is 100% authentic, 100% original, and it comes from us, and it doesn't come from anywhere else. And we want to make sure that y'all have that information. Also, guys out there listening to me, also, if you want to learn how to be a student, we want you guys to go to Amazon, Hobby Lobby, Michaels, wherever you need to go, and get your 100-piece puzzle set. Take those 100 pieces, dump those things on your table, throw the box away, and begin the process of something that we only teach you. How to communicate with yourself in the game. Shout out to all my chat room dogs out there. Want to give a shout out to you guys out there, everybody out there, all my guys. Thank you. I want to say thank you for those that like and subscribe to the show. We want to say thank you very much. Let me go ahead and make a point at you guys and say thank you to you guys out there. The guys above me right there, the 323 that broke the record. I always want to shout you out and shout everybody out at the same time. We want to make sure that you guys out there, my mods, remember, anybody bringing anybody up outside of that, let them go. Anybody being disrespectful, time them out. If it's depending on the disrespect, then let them go, mods, because I don't want to follow and keep my eye on you. I want to keep the show going. So I expect my moderators to go ahead and have everything again, okay? Do you write the date and time when you scribe? No, you don't have to write the date. It's just where you organize. If I were you, yeah, I would put dates and times because it's all about the organization. The more that you organize what you have, the more you can access the information. Like I told you before, when I'm like talking to a woman or some shit like that, right? And I have a thought from maybe the sixth grade or seventh grade that I have something smooth to say, I can pull that information even though I haven't been in school in years, though, but I'm just saying that it's not about the times and the dates. It's the information that you have and that you store. Let me see here. Somebody say they can barely hear. Let me see. I wonder if y'all can hear me. Make sure y'all can check. Everything sounds good. Let me make sure the audio sounds good. Everything is crisp, and we're good to go. And I ask all you guys out there that are listening to me, okay, all you guys are listening to me, I ask all you guys, please do one thing and one thing only. Thank you. I appreciate that. Do one thing and one thing only, gentlemen, that I ask all you guys to do is please go ahead and take notes. Write down notes. Ask questions. This is what it's all about, because today we are talking about why you got to stop running behind women. But the thing is, now listen to me, this is where it's going to get deep and it's going to get different. We're not just going to say to you guys out there, stop running behind women. That's not what we do. I'm not just going to say, well, you shouldn't stop running behind women or anything like that. A lot of you guys run behind women, and a lot of you guys don't understand why you run behind women. Even though you tell yourself that you don't want to run behind women, some reason or another, you're running behind women, and you want to know why. We want to kind of figure that out. That's what we want to do today. We want to figure out why you're running behind women. The lines are open if y'all want to call in. If you got a question, please put a Q in there, and we will be happy to answer any questions that you have. But now we must talk about why. Why does it seem like every time you see somebody that you feel like you got to run behind them? You feel like if you met somebody online, you feel like you've got to, yeah, like for a lot of guys, you either meet someone online or somebody on TikTok or somebody on any dating app or something like that, and you begin a little conversation with them, and it seems like it's real cool at first, but then what you're doing is you begin to start looking over and just like going crazy, and it's like, oh my God, did she reply back to me today? Oh my God, did she say anything today? Did she do anything today? She's online right now, but why isn't she reaching out to me? It's a lot of things that a lot of you guys say to yourself, and you don't realize that you are actually running behind the woman. But we want to talk about the why. Why do you guys run behind the women? Okay, we got to talk about the why behind this, because it's a very deep and complicated thing. You see, gentlemen, most of you guys out there, okay, a lot of you guys are built to make exceptions. I know there's this thing called making exceptions to the rule, but what you guys do is you make exceptions when it comes to women. Not your rules, your women, when it comes to women. And what we're saying when it comes to women, what is that? That's an I do, that's an intent, that is outside of you. Okay. And the exceptions that you make is that, you know, and it's amazing. You know, if you're wasting your time, you know, if she's not interested in you, because if she's actually interested in you, she will message you or talk to you or keep the conversation going or like one of your posts or something like that. But for a lot of you guys is you will allow an exception. Knowing that she might not be interested in you, you then go against your own laws, rules, and codes by doing what? Making her an exception. And that is something men do not do. We don't make a woman an exception. She is allowed to say, think, be, and do. Like I always keep trying to tell you guys, the best place you want to be with a woman is all the way at the end. You want to be last. You don't want to be first. You don't want to be first, because if you're going for number one, you've already failed. Because as I said before, when you meet a woman, you must understand that there are things that are more important to her at this moment than you. Her cat vittles. If she's got kids, those are important. Her parents are important. Her lifestyle is important. Her job is important. Her friends are important. So this is why it's important that it's a great thing to start off last. Be at the end of the line. We're the only ones that tell you this. Start at the end of the line. Stop trying to force your way to the front of the line. Because what you guys don't understand is this. This here's the problem. She's got life and she's got things going on in her life. But let's see what you guys do. You guys have pets. You guys have responsibilities. You guys have jobs. Some of you guys still have your parents around. A lot of you guys have priorities. But how fast do you move her to being the number one priority, gentlemen, versus making her work, okay? Work for it. See, what you guys, because of these expectations that you have and stuff like that, gentlemen, you push her to the front, okay? And because you push her to the front and make her the most important thing in your life and everything, the next thing that you guys don't understand is that you're doing this one thing, you don't even realize you're doing it, but yet you're doing it anyway. And you are actually having a negative conversation with yourself by looking at trying to get permission to do something. And if you need permission, if you need to give yourself permission to do something, you shouldn't do it at all. You shouldn't do it at all, gentlemen. No one is ever going to give you permission to live your life the way that you need to live it as a man. But as soon as you see, here's the thing. Maybe it's the first time you saw the woman. Or maybe it's the first time you're texting and all this other stuff. Most of you guys out here give yourselves permission. Or you ask yourself permission. Follow me. You see her. Should I say something to her? Should I say this? Should I do that? Should I message her right now? Should I answer her call? Should I wait for her call? Well, she messaged me. Should I wait to talk to her right there? Do y'all see what I'm saying right now? No, DJ. Ain't no fucking forgiveness as men. I don't know what the fuck you talking about. No, dog. Fuck no. Anyway, what I'm saying to y'all guys is think about how you are always asking yourself permission to do things versus just doing the thing that you want to do. The moment you ask yourself permission is the moment you shouldn't even do it, because then you're questioning you, and then there lies the problem. A man should never question who he is or what moves he makes. Now, please understand, like I always tell you guys, a lot of you guys are thirsty, weird, and creepy. A lot of you guys out here try to get sex for a woman or make everything about sex when it comes to women. So a lot of y'all guys mess up. A lot of you guys mess up. So I understand if you're giving yourself permission not to be creepy, but even in asking, should I not be creepy, it's also bad. A man never asks or questions who he is to himself, because a man has everything going for him. And this is why the beautiful thing about game is why when you're last, this is why you move up to the front faster, because everybody in front of you are always questioning their moves. Should I make this move? Should I say this today? How do I say that? And how is she going to perceive it? I mean, if I say this, what happens if she says that? If I do this, what happens if she's upset or mad at me? Or what happens if she doesn't want to talk to me? What do I do then, gentlemen? It is always questioning who you are. That is something that turns women off. And this is why we tell you, if you need permission or asking yourself for permission to do it, don't do it. But please let me say this, because a lot of y'all guys don't think. Do not touch, grab, or force yourself on a woman. That is not what I am talking about. And I'm going to make sure I say that, because I don't want you to get the idea that you want to do something. If it has something to do with sex, sex has to be an agreement between two individuals. Touching a woman has to be an agreement between two different individuals, between both individuals. Kissing a woman has to be an agreement between two individuals. And yes, it's not an agreement where she gives you a green light. She will show you that she wants you to kiss her. She will show you that she wants you to touch her. But please understand, when I'm saying asking yourself permission, I'm talking about with the moves that you are making that you're questioning yourself. Okay, I just want to make that, I want to make that clear, because I don't want any of you guys to get the wrong idea or wrong impression that we're saying that you should just go ahead and grab or touch a woman without her permission. Absolutely not. But I want to make sure I'm clear on that, because a lot of you guys take things as face value and it's expected. I assume that you guys automatically know that you shouldn't do those things. You shouldn't touch a woman or anything like that. So I just want to make sure that we have an understanding on that other stuff, okay? But what happens that makes you guys actually chase is that you actually put yourself in the chasing position. 267, I'll bring you in 1 second. Let me finish this real quick. What I'm saying to yourself, what I'm saying to you guys after this, you should always do things before you're ready to do them. Most of you guys have to, quote unquote, work yourself up to start things, to do things, to talk to women. But this is why y'all mess up. But let me grab this call real quick, because we like to take calls and stuff as well. 267, sir, can I help you?
Well, Dean, how are you doing? This is Brendan from Philadelphia. There's just, I had something that I saw on TV that really correlates to what you've been saying, preaching this entire time.
Yes,
I don't know,
sir,
if you watch on HBO. It's the Lakers. It's not the thing with actors, but Lakers, the dynasty thing.
Oh, right, right. I've seen it. Right. I've seen it, but I never watched it. I know what you're talking about, sir. Yes, go ahead. I'm listening, sir.
He was like Jerry Buss. The guy who essentially took a chance on the Lakers.
Yes.
The thing that really got me, this shit damn near had me emotional, is how his kids were talking about, he built a dynasty, the Lakers, and his kids were so adamant in protecting the family legacy. His daughter, his son, were saying, I want it for the company, the family. I'm like, man, they're really willing to fucking die. I was like, That shit warmed my motherfucking heart. I'm like, damn, that's what it's all, legacy, vision thing. But it was just what you're saying. I'm like, it was a beautiful fucking thing. But that's all
it is.
Watch it. Beautiful.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing when you can actually see that legacy bloodline is the end game for a lot of men, because what they want to do is, again, their arrogance is saying, I know I'm going to die one day, but just like my ancestors who had that arrogance, I want to still live through my kids. My mannerisms will go through me to my children, and they will always be a part of me even in my death. So, yes, it's a great feeling, brother. It's a great feeling.
And guess what? This is the last thing, Dean. Guess what? I think he had like 7 kids. All his name was Jerry, all with the letter J.
Yes.
All after Jerry, I was like, it's all lines up. But
it's all lined up because he created it. See, that's the thing. He wanted to have that. So there was a bigger picture beyond the Lakers. It was, when I die, there will be those that will carry the tradition that I have created. See, that's the beauty of game, man.
True. Thanks, man. No, I just wanted say that in. Appreciate it.
Wonderful.
Man.
You too, man. Wonderful call. Thank you, sir. Area code 224. How can I help you, sir? What's up?
Hey, Steve. How's it going? I have two questions.
Sure.
So my
absolutely.
My first question is, so I've mastered memorizing the bid and adapting it and all of that stuff. But when I'm saying it to women, a lot of them say that I sound monotone and like robotic and
well, but you're not okay. You're not, but you're not following the directions. Did we do? We worked on a bid, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, what were you instructed? Wait, what were you instructed to do? Don't talk about it. What was the last instruction I told you to go online and grab? What? Don't talk about it. I told you to go online and grab that thing I told you to grab, and then we have sessions so we can go over and see what you're doing right versus what you're doing wrong. See, you're
right,
not following
but,
directions.
I know what you're talking about.
Right, but you're not doing it, though.
The issue is most of the time, the only time I'm talking to them is in the nightclub, which kind of messes
okay,
with, well, you know,
and that's
that
fair. Okay, I understand. Okay, so you're saying you sound monotone. Well, then, what do you mean? That you're just like, hey, how you doing? What's going on?
Well, it's like, I say it, but I don't know how, like, I don't know, like, you know, I'm supposed to be, like, happy or sad when I'm saying it. Like, I just get a lot of...
I say it because it's the thrill of the motherfucking hunt. It's knowing that I'm last in line and knowing that I'm going to conquer this woman's mind to give me her body without me trying to beg, bend over, or do what the average guy does. That's the thrill of the hunt. It is an exciting thing. You shouldn't be all sad and droopy because now you're in front of a woman and you're about to change her world, change her life. Change your mindset. You see how excited I am? I mean,
yeah.
You see myself? You think I'm going to walk to him? Hey, how you doing? My name is Steve. How you doing, Steve? You think I'm going to sound like that? No, because I am excitement, and I will bring that excitement to you because I can't wait for you to push me to the back of the line. I can't wait for that shit because I can't wait for you to discover me. Oh, my God, I love that shit. So I think you're not really looking at yourself in all this. But what's your other question, brother?
Okay, so then my second question is, after the bid, I've been having, like, the issue where because I've not yet completely developed all my skills from all of the stuff that I bought, products I purchased, that I'm not exactly living up to kind of the standards that the bid is setting out for the woman as the type of man that I am based off of that initial.
That's what I'm saying. You just can't use the bid. You have to take the products that you were sent and master those products to be part of the foundation with the bid. See, you can't – a lot of y'all guys try to cheat the game. You just try to think your bid's going to get you through everything. No. Everything connects. Everything connects.
Yeah, and I understand. That's what I'm saying. So while I'm connecting the pieces, I'm obviously going to have a learning curve, which is going to put it in a spot where things are not going to end up running as smoothly as if everything was connected, because they're not. So how do I kind of counteract that while I'm doing that learning process?
Accepted. That's the beauty of the game. Accepted. Don't run away from it. Accept it and go in your film room and go over the process. You see what I'm saying?
Okay. Yeah. All right.
All right.
That's my last question.
All right. Thank you, sir. We'll throw you back in. Great call. Now, as I was saying for you guys out there, you got a question, put a Q in there. We got you covered. But what I'm saying to you guys out here is that the biggest problem most of you guys have that I don't have is that there is no such thing as ready. There's no such thing as ready to me. Because by the time I get to the word ready, the thing is already done that I should be ready for. I don't need – a man does not have to build up himself to be ready. I love to give y'all prime examples. Mind-blowing, very simple, but mind-blowing when you think about it. Do you need to be ready to roll off your motherfucking bed and get off of it? No. Do you need to be ready to grab your door, turn on a light switch, or brush your teeth, or make a bowl of cereal? grab your remote control, grab your wallet, grab your keys, grab a shirt in the closet, or do you just fucking do it? But see, when you don't do that, when you get around a woman, you are showing her that I am going to set myself to be ready to run behind you, because you're looking for this thing called the right moment and the right time to do everything wrong. You're looking for the right moment and the right time to do everything wrong. There is no right time. And that's why I tell you, stop seeing your time. Because if a woman can recognize a person that is wasting time, okay? A time thing. And that's why I say to you guys, when you guys over here sit around and say, well, I see her, let me get myself ready. Think about, let's go backwards. What do? You question your own self. See how that goes backwards? We're not even far in this shit. But look what y'all guys do. You start to ask yourself permissions. And then you begin to make exceptions. When you have to build yourself to be ready, then you're making the exception. Because here's the thing: when you go wake up in the morning, you go brush your teeth. Do you say, "Well, wait, I gotta build myself up. I gotta be ready." Yeah. Then you're making an exception because you're going against your own rule. And your rule is, when I wake up, I'm going in that motherfucker to brush my damn teeth. But making the exception is sitting back. See, most of y'all guys think making the exception is going forward. But your exceptions are always moving backwards. Your obsessions are moving backwards. Because it is reinforcing why you guys fail. You guys fail because you make exceptions. And that's not the fail. That's the reinforcement. I see the woman. Should I talk to her now? Reinforcement. Oh, my gosh. You know what? I'll wait till whatever time. I'll make this exception. Instead of going after what the fuck I want, I will make an exception and I'll do it later. I'll do it tomorrow. I'll do it an hour from now, a day from now, a week from now, an hour, whatever. And you make it. You make exceptions. Exceptions are not always good, guys. They are always bad, okay? Okay? And that's what is in very, very, very important to understand. And again, because y'all got questions, go ahead and ask. We got you covered. I'm going to keep going. But hey, y'all got questions, go ahead and call in. We got y'all covered. But then y'all do this wonderful. Y'all do this thing. Oh, man, y'all are the masters of it. I'm so jealous of you because what you do is so much better than me. You kick my motherfucking ass in this thing you do. You are a master of masters when it comes to this. And that is daydreaming and fantasizing, meaning that you set bullshit-ass expectations that exceed your capabilities. And that's why they will always be daydreams and fantasies. It's so beautiful when y'all do that. Oh, my God. Y'all do that so good. I'm so jealous of how y'all do that so much better than me. It's like, I don't know how that works. Y'all do it so great because it supersedes your capabilities. Think about what I'm saying, guys. This is not a knock on you. Trying to keep it real with you because nobody ain't on this joint. I want y'all guys to think about something for a second. I want y'all guys to think about your expectations that you have. Think about your expectations that you have. Think about your expectations that you have. The expectations that you guys have will always supersede your capabilities. That's why you fantasize. That's why you daydream. And that's why you make those exceptions. That's why you sit around and ask yourself permission, because whatever you dream goes beyond your capabilities, gentlemen. That means it goes beyond your skill set that you have. If you don't know how to work on your mouthpiece, how can you go beyond that? You want to talk a woman out of her panties. You ain't got a mouthpiece. You don't have none of the components that I'm about to show you right now, and you expect women to just take off their clothes. You don't have your detective. You don't have a culinary school. You don't have your fucking contract worker. You don't have a drug lab. You don't have a guide, a studio, a drug lab, a marketing team. You don't have a warrior, an amusement park, a scribe, a film room, culinary school. You don't have a library. You have none of these things, but you have this a beautiful dream that y'all do so much better. You dream of having the best of the best when you are not the best for yourself. You have all these expectations, but yet there is nothing inside of you connecting the expectation. How is one supposed to win when one supersedes his expectation? You guys always aim for something that is beyond you. And then you disregard the fact that you're not working to build you. Thus, everything becomes a dream, and this is why you run behind her, because then everything you begin to do is for her, because she's running space in your mind. That's why y'all are so good at what you do, because the moment you daydream, who are you dreaming about? And whoever you're dreaming about has free writ in your mind, meaning that you are putting that thing you're daydreaming over above yourself. Thus, you're not having an expectation. Do y'all see what I'm saying? You don't have an expectation. That's why y'all are not winning and making it, okay? Anthony asked a question. He says, Steve, is it an example of you saying rehearsal over bad practice? Okay. I show you. I'll give you an example. Okay. So let me throw something and give you a fine example of. All right. Okay. So I come to a new city. Well, I'm living in somewhere, and I really want to learn game, and I begin to structure the places I go to. So then what I do is I see a jazz club called Mark Anthony T's. And I'm like, let me check out this jazz club. Is it something I can utilize? And when I go into Jazz T's, okay, when I go into Jazz T's, I see a band called Gentle Ruthlessness, and I go up to that band and I say, well, damn, how you doing? I'm Steve. How you doing? Man, y'all play jazz? When do y'all play jazz? Oh, you play jazz on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights? Oh, yeah, because that's when all the women come and all this other stuff. And I go in there and I look for intimate areas, and then I sit down and I order cheese boards. And while I order the cheese boards, I'm asking the waiter questions with cheese board goes with wine, and I'm getting all this information. That's rehearsal, because I'm going to use all that goddamn information to go ahead and prepare myself to show how different I am. Whereas the guy that practices, he just shows up somewhere. Or when he sets up a date, let's just go to this place. That's all they do. But as someone that rehearses himself, now I'm just showing you a rehearsal of how it works with a woman, but also rehearsing yourself as in, okay, well, guys, you know, I just did a new poetry track, so y'all check that out. I did that a few days ago. But what I'm saying is, okay, let's say I'm going to do a kissing move on her. I want to do a kissing move. Now, if I were to practice the move, that's where it ends at, just kissing her. I'm just going to kiss her. Nah, I don't know how or why or when or where and all this other stuff. But if I rehearse and I say I want to kiss a woman, the foundation, then I go to my scribe and I want to just, okay. And then I have my scribe and my detective got to make sure that this is going to work morning, noon, night. It can work with a text message. It can work with a voice message. It can work with while she's playing with herself. So that's the basis of everything. That starts right there. But then once I write that down and then I scribe that down, then I must build from that point. How do I want to set up the kiss? Why do I want to kiss her? Where do I want to kiss her? How do I want to kiss her? So that goes into rehearsal. But when you are practicing, you're just throwing shit up on the wall saying, well, I hope that now's the time to kiss her, where you don't even know how your wins, your whys, or your wheres, Mark, if that makes any sense right there. Guys, y'all got any questions, go ahead and ask. We got y'all covered. Yeah, there's so much. You rehearse everything. Everything that you got, you can rehearse. Even your paintings, like he said. Yeah, let me give you an example of rehearsal. I'll grab these things. Yeah, you're absolutely right, Reggie. Good fucking thing. See, guys, always remember this, guys. There's something y'all got to remember. And this is why rehearsal is so important. Always remember. You got to remember this right here. What that is the interaction timeline, okay? That means when I interact with a woman, I need to keep building myself up, go beyond the meeting, the talking, the dating, and her perception to show her that not only am I different, but I am also exciting, okay? But again, I'll give you rehearsal things. Let me pull up my favorite stuff that nobody tells y'all about. And even when we get next week, we start talking about Halloween and stuff like that. But I rehearse my wines. I don't have to drink, but I have to have the wines above my bed. So when I rehearse the wine above my bed, I rehearse not just having the wine above my bed. I've got to bring in my director at that point. I've got to bring in my marketing team at that point. I've got to bring in my scribe at that point. I've got to bring in my culinary school. I've got to bring in my studio just for the wine above my bed. I need all these components. We got to discuss this because it is not just above the bed. There's a reason behind it to market my sensuality, my sense of adventure, my imagination, my creativity. So I need to do that. But number one, to also explain to her why. But before I can explain it to her, my director must have the camera shots perfect. We've got to get the shot, or what they would call a money shot. We've got to get the shot. So when it's above my bed, my phone, I've got to rehearse it. I've got to make sure that I lay on my bed, like I tell all my clients. You start laying on your bed and keep rehearsing. Have the phone above you, above the bed, right? And then you got to lean forward. And every time you rehearse it, are you in the photo and is the wine in the photo from your pillow? If not, go do it again. Rehearse it and make the adjustments. You've got to rehearse what to say, how to move her. Everything that you see right here from the lost and found box to the paintings, that would be the one next to the Lost and Found box, that would be right next to the wine on the wall. How I would have that one in the kitchen, that painting in the kitchen of eating food off of her body. How I have the different color shower lights in my bathroom rehearsal, or the paintings on my wall. All these things are rehearsed because I'm using those things to put myself in a perfect position where the woman's curiosity alone is going to want to know more about me, because I'm not average. I'm not moving average, thinking average, and I'm not like the average guy who has nothing to show the woman why him. But also I have to bring what? My guide, because my guide is showing her, okay? All right? So that's what we're saying to you guys out there. And this is why all what I'm showing you is very important as far as rehearsal. But I got a question, go ahead and ask. We got y'all covered. Let's keep it going. But let me get back to the topic of why most of y'all guys run behind women. If you have a question, please ask or call in. We've got you covered. We're only here for an hour or 2 hours and a half, doing a probably a 2 hour, maybe 2.5 hour show. But getting back to what I was saying, because I need to try to get through some of these other things, man. Okay. Most of you guys move. You think and react at such a low level that you guys are losing in the game. Because most of you guys out here, you don't have a measuring stick of self to believe in yourself enough to make the right moves when they need to be made. See, I want all you guys to understand, as a man, you should never operate anything less than 100%. 100% should be the bare fucking minimum. Operating at 100 should be the bare minimum. But one cannot operate at that when one is all they're doing is thinking about women. The thing is that as a man, I am willing to go where it takes to go. I will never entertain a thought for 1 second to revert back to questioning myself. I'm always moving myself and my mind forward. And this is why I will never be the one running behind women. I'll never be that guy. But y'all guys are that guy because you guys don't believe that you're good enough to do the things that I'm talking about. You've got to always be at 100. And if you are not at 100 in what you do, you're never going to show her the full potential of why she should be following you. Remember, it's odd, but they will follow what they can't understand. They're not going to follow the norm. They're not going to do that because everybody is what? Normal. And everybody is what? Average. So a woman is not going to move or follow normal. And that's what I'm saying. They're not going to follow. They're not going to move. They're not going to move that way. And when they do that, they lose. And this is why I keep trying to tell you guys out here. A lot of you guys want to do things, but you don't want to make any kind of moves to become things that are above and beyond what it is you want to be for yourself. You don't want to build yourself. You don't believe in yourself. So you're not doing everything at really a 100 at all, okay? See, why do I tell you guys I don't care if I get the woman? See, because you guys have an intent, you actually focus on a result that hurts you. Because of your intent, you're always focusing on a result that does more damage to you. See, the average guy, and this is why y'all run behind women, because you define success not by who you are and what you do. You define success on the fucking reaction of the woman. Listen to what I'm saying. You define yourself based off of the reaction of a woman. That is your result. your success is not based off of you. It's always going to be based off of what she does. And thus, in order to keep finding your successes, you are doing what? You are chasing the woman, okay? You're chasing the woman. Does that make any sense? And if you are chasing the woman, then how are you chasing yourself? Your success will never be in the woman. As a man, it will never work that way. It can never be like that. But yet, you guys make it like that because all your successes are not yours. They're the success of somebody else, okay? Your successes are the success of somebody else. And the only way that you win is by not looking at the success of the woman, looking at the success of what she does. Because think about what I'm saying. If you are defining who you are by what she does to you, then how else are you going to find it but keep chasing the ghost? Keep chasing women. And as long as you keep running behind and as long as you keep chasing a ghost called success, by defining that success dealing with a woman, this is why you will always run behind women, because you will always be defined by what she sees in you versus what you see in yourself. And these things can distract you from your growth, because you have got to, you listen, when I pull a woman, didn't I tell you guys I'm hard on myself? When I pull her, I get her. When she's interested in me, unlike you average motherfuckers, I'm hard on myself. Because unlike you, you're caught up in the end of a result. But what I'm showing you as game is that you should always remain focused on what got you the result. See, the fact that she's down, I don't give a fuck. I'm a bad motherfucker. It's to be expected. So I don't care about the result. I'm looking at what got me those results. And I need to sit down with my culinary school, my drug lab, my warrior. I need to sit down with my marketing team and always remain focused on what got me the result versus the result itself, okay? That's why most people don't win in the game, because most of y'all people out here don't understand how game works. Y'all don't understand that. And what I am saying to you guys out here, the only way you can win in the game is by actually being the student of everything you do, to be able to look on, okay? Look on, look out, look beyond, keep growing and not looking at the results. I will never look at her being down for me as a victory. That's never a win. It's never a win, okay? That's never a win. It can never be a win for me. The only way I can win is by actually breaking down what happened and not be satisfied of the result, but be more satisfied of me looking at the results and seeing what I'm doing, okay? That's what I'm trying to show you young men out here as far as learning game, because when you learn game, you learn these things. Guys, the lines are open if y'all want to call in. If y'all got a question, put a Q. And we will answer any questions y'all have, but put a Q in there. If not, we will bypass anything you have to say. Please put a Q if you have a question, and we will continue this. But I tell you what, it is nothing like the one thing that you guys do, because you guys are in the world of judgment. You judge women, you judge yourself, and you unfortunately judge men. And what do I mean by that? Most of you guys, unfortunately, are very jealous. A lot of you guys are envious of other men and their accomplishments. And a person's accomplishment is always going to be an I do in the eyes of a man. Man does not look at what another man has and is jealous, mad, or envious of what he has. Yes, there is a line of respect that one has, but it is its depth of understanding. And when one doesn't have understanding, then that person will not be able to get what they need. And that's where so many guys go wrong. Okay. So many guys go wrong with this because they look at another man's accomplishments or failures. Okay. I.e. passports and all this other stuff. They're looking at accomplishments and failures, and they are basing the world off of those accomplishments and off of those failures to be able to push what their life is about. And you cannot do that as a man. Men don't operate like that. But this is why a lot of people run behind women, because they look at, well, if she talks to me, that's an accomplishment. If she messages me, that's an accomplishment. If she calls me, that's an accomplishment. And these are not accomplishments. They don't help you. They force you to keep running behind a woman, because most of you guys don't understand how game actually works. See, I know I keep telling y'all, a lot of y'all guys are so far in the forest, a lot of you guys cannot see the trees. And the reason why I say this is because some of you guys unfortunately choose complication over simplicity. You choose complication over simplicity. Everybody's always asking this question, Steve, I don't understand something. What is game and how easy is game? Turn 5 pages of a book. What? Turn on your light. What? Did you fix the cereal before? Yeah. Well, then there you have. You know what game is. See how simplistic that is? No, wait. But no, it can't be that easy. There's no way. Wait, what do you mean? What do you mean turn on a light? That's game? How is turning on a light switch game? You tell me to grab my car keys. How is grabbing my car keys game? You tell me to grab my remote control. How is grabbing my remote control game? That doesn't make any sense. It's got to be more difficult and more complicated. It just can't be this easy. Because you use complications that force you to run behind women. People are always saying, there's no way game is that easy. Well, how the fuck do you know it is that easy? It is that easy. It is that easy. Because the reason why you can grab a phone, a reason why you can grab your keys, open a door, turn on a light switch, pick up a toothbrush or turn your TV on or turn 5 pages in a book, that shit ain't got nothing to do with women that you worship. You worship. That's why it's so complicated, because you're complicating this, putting a woman in it. As soon as you put the equation of a woman in whatever it is, it all of a sudden is complicated. It's hard. And what y'all don't understand is why we win is that we keep shit simple. But we are very complicated, because every door that she opens up is going to open up other doors, okay? Dweller says when she's a 10, no, then you lose. I don't understand. What the fuck is a 10? What is a 10? What is a 10? You are not a student of that. What is a 10? This is why you lose. Tell me when is a 10 cereal box? Tell me when is a 10 book? What does a 10 book look like? What does a 10 joystick look like? Tell me, Dweller, because this is why you ain't a student of the game. Listen to how you talk. What you talk in such sadness and hate for yourself. My God, how fucking sad is that? A 10. The fuck is a 10? But again, because you can see how Dweller is, this is why Dweller isn't winning with himself, because he's complicating something by adding a complication to it by placing a value and a number on somebody who has not even earned a fucking number. Isn't that crazy? Isn't that crazy how y'all lose? Because you've just complicated something that's simple. You just complicated something that's simple. Because you chose to tell, you chose to give somebody props for what? Wearing weave, makeup, eyeliner, mascara, blush, push-up bras, and tight clothes because she knows how to do it very well? Oh, my God. Are you serious? We wanna prop her up because she knows how to put on her makeup really well? Thus, what happens? Already in your mind, already in a bad position, already running behind her. Ready and willing to kiss her ass. Ready and willing to run behind her, okay? All right? No, you lose, Dweller. No, you're not a 15. You're a negative 15 with that silly-ass shit you're saying. Guys, I want to call, the lines are open. But as I say to y'all, guys, this is why y'all win, and this is why y'all choose complication. As soon as you deem her worthy without her even trying to be worthy, you complicate everything inside your mind, all the structures. See, a man is complicated because what a man does is he does everything in simplicity. Women are used to the one looking at complications of trying to kiss her ass, run behind her, roll fruit at her fucking feet, and put her on a throne. We are complicated because we look at the simplicity of the game. I go after what I want. I don't give a fuck about the result as long as I'm focused on me. Simplistic. This is not hard. It's something that you guys do. You make it hard. You make it hard for yourself. You make game harder for yourself. You complicate it. Men don't complicate the game. We never complicate it, nor will we ever complicate it. Does not matter what it is. I am not doing that, okay? I'm not doing that. But one thing I'm not doing is we're not wasting time. He's not, hey, get out of here. You don't belong here. Get out. As I said before to y'all guys out there, y'all got to be on this shit, my mods. I'm going to be taking y'all shit away. Get on your fucking game and get rid of people that are holding back the class. I will take all the riches away and start over. Get y'all shit together. As I was saying before to you guys out here. See, guys, here's the thing that really hurts you. You guys, how you respond shows how weak you are. When you respond immediately to something, you show weakness. And when you respond by taking your time, you show weakness. Oh, shit. About to get deep. Oh, shit. Let me say it again before I break it down. When you respond to a woman immediately, you show weakness. And when you respond to a woman by taking your time, you also show weakness. But I'm going to explain to you why. I'm going to explain to you why. And it's going to get deep, so write this down. See, the difference between me responding immediately or me taking my time to respond is different from you because I've already analyzed me. I've already analyzed the situation. Most of you guys out here do not analyze who you are because of your anticipation for sex, because of your worship of women, because your neediness, your clinginess, and your creepiness will always be the thing that blinds your perception. So what happens is when she messages you, the guys that don't respond immediately, they're told that, okay, I'm going to sit and wait, and I won't talk to her for a fucking week. And then the women that don't respond to you motherfuckers, y'all are the ones always double, triple texting and responding to her immediately, trying to get her back to talking to you. But see, a man analyzes everything. Analyzing the situation. Because I train me to understand me. Because if you respond before, think about this, guys, my babies, we're deep. The man that responds immediately is doing what? He's got to give himself permission to respond. Thus, he's not analyzing. The man or the guy that takes his time has to give himself permission to slow things down, because if I respond to her, I don't want her to see me as desperate, creepy, and da-da-da, so I'm not going to respond right away. But you know what? Some guy told me just to hold back. Women do this shit all the time. Guys, women, hey, guys, let me tell y'all something I love real quick. Let me tell you something real quick. I love it when women do this. I love it when hold on a second. I love it when women do this. Hold on a second. I take a photo of something. I love it when women do this. I love when women play those games thinking that she's talking to a motherfucker that ain't gamed up. I love it. You want to know why? Because I know how to use that to my advantage. I know how to use that to my advantage. But how do I use it? Hold on, let me say, how do I grab something real quick? How do I use it to my advantage? Hold on one second. Take a photo or something. How do I use it to my advantage? I use it to my advantage because I don't need to waste time, respond or not respond, because the way I position myself is when I'm not responding, gentlemen, I am responding. I'll say it again, guys. When I don't respond to them, I technically am responding. Let me show y'all something. Let me break something down to y'all. Let me make sure I check out if y'all got any questions and stuff. All right, I know you said how. I got you, dog. I got you. I got you. I'm going to tell you how. Gentlemen, I want y'all to think about the game I sliced. No one's giving y'all this. Every time I send a voicemail or a video, that can always be the person speaking for me. Because, see, y'all got to understand, women play these fucking games as well. The holdout game, the wait-out game. I'm not just going to call them right now. I'm going to show them that I'm not desperate, needy, and all this other shit, which is cool by me. But guess what? You don't have to take my drug in front of me. You don't have to take the drug in front of me. Human. Every time she presses play, she's taking my drug. Every time she presses play, I'm in her mind. Y'all see what I'm saying? Every time she watches that video, press play. See, this is where she thinks she got game. See, for you guys, they play games where, you know, I don't reply or respond back to him. And, you know, we're going to play this waiting game and all this other shit. But, oh, boy, oh, Stevie boy, land, sea, air, voice message, video message. So then when she's ready to play that, let's wait it out and see if that motherfucker's going to respond. We can play the whole game as long as you want. But guess who's going to lose? See, she, what you guys understand is when you hit them from C and fucking space, voice messages and videos, you're giving them a access to you that they've never had from anybody else. And even if she's thinking about you, let's say you get my director in and all that shit. Hey, what's going on? I just want to say good morning. I hope you have a very, very good day. When you get the opportunity, hit me back. Okay, sexy? Take care. Peace. Sin. Whoosh. I'm done. Because once she watches, she opens her phone and it's like, holy shit. She's like, oh my God. Because no one's doing that. So he peep game. She's going to try to play that game with me of trying to hold out. But where she's going to lose in the holdout is she's got access to me. I'm already communicating with her. And I don't need to be there because her communication is her making the rash decision to press play. And every time she's pressing play and smiling off that fucking video over and over again, not only am I renting space in her head, but I've got the tactical advantage over her because the average 1 million guys in front of me are not doing that. When she's not having a bad day, she can wake up in the morning and be like, oh, he didn't message me. Should I say something? And look. Watch, guys. Should I message him? No, because if I message him, it's going to make me feel like I'm desperate. But I need to get my fix. Hey, how you doing, sexy? I just wanted to say, how you doing? And hope you have a nice day at work. Do you see that, guys? I'm giving her a fix. I don't need to be around for her to get her fix. I just position myself to give her a response. Yes, there you go. No response is a motherfucking response. Exactly. Fuck yes. Absolutely. Because I am now forcing her to make a choice and a decision. See, I'm not playing games. Listen. See, what I love to do, give them freedom. Give them, hey, you don't need to hear from me all the time. Go out and talk to all the other guys to see why me. Go talk to the other guy. Do your thing. But you'll always have access to me when you want it. And it is at your fucking fingertips. How you want to press it. You got it. You have access to me unlike no one else has given you before. And how you take advantage of that is how you do it. And sometimes when they're feeling sad, guys, this is what I'm saying, guys. You know, when y'all really game to fuck up, man, look. She's having a bad day. Hey, what's going on? Let me see. I'm going to do voicemail right quick. Let me do voicemail. Scribe. I got voicemail. Culinary school. Let me get the culinary school, drug lab, and motherfucking studio in here. We're going to mark this thing. All right, watch this shit. Hey, what's going on? You know what? I noticed that you had a bad day today. And the next time you have a day like this, what I'd love for you to do is just go ahead and take a nice warm bath, relax yourself, and put a towel over your eyes. Because you know what? If I was there in the bathtub with you, that's exactly what I would do. So hopefully these words can make you feel better. It's just something to think about knowing that I'm thinking about you, okay? So you have a nice day, sexy. And I'll talk to you soon. Send that motherfucker, right? Right? Gentlemen, when a woman has a bad fucking day, she's not going to talk to a guy saying, Roger, I'm having a bad day. Devontae, I'm having a bad day. She's just going to have a bad day. But there's something in her to realize that if you're having a bad day, I know how to give you a good day because you have access to me. You don't have to You don't have to call me to say that you have a bad day. You already, you have access to me by you doing what? You know that you know, because women will store this. They will keep that fucking message. And if they're having a bad day, all they're going to do is press play. That's all. Guys, it's bad days. It's orgasms. It's all those things. It's anything. What I'm doing is I'm giving her access to me. But who's doing the analyzing at this point? Because even though I'm not there, I'm there. And let me show you how she reinforces me in there. See, there is that battle of mind and body. It's either her mind wants to fuck me or her body wants to fuck me. Body wants to fuck you. Mind has morals. Mind wants to fuck you. Body says he's not our type. However it goes, none of my fucking business. But this is why I win, because they can easily catch feelings with the words that I say that peel off of the phone and hit them in ways that they don't realize. But this is the hit, is when they try to get me out of the system. You can't get me out of your system when I'm already rooted in. You can't get me out of the system when you've already invited me in. You can't get me out of the system. All you are is, like I say, the level of quicksand. It's the game I learned. See, once I'm in, I create the quicksand from within. And once she steps in that quicksand, there's no fucking way out. You can wiggle as much. You can try to get out. You can do as much shit as you want to. But what she doesn't realize is that she is going to sink deeper into me. Because the more she tries to analyze, now watch how they analyze me. They don't analyze me as, yeah, he's the one. They analyze me, why can't he be the only one? Why can't I have him? Why can't I be with him? They analyze, why does he say what he says, and who the fuck is he, and why does he do this? Or they analyze, you know what, I got to stop thinking about him. Thus, they're thinking about him, but then they've got to analyze, why is it that I'm thinking about somebody I shouldn't be thinking about? So they're totally analyzing me. And guess what? I'm going to be like this, sleeping, playing my video games, taking a shower, whatever the fuck I'm doing. I'm doing me, but yet she's analyzing me because I'm not them. I will be analyzed because I am me and not them, gentlemen. Do y'all see what I'm saying? Y'all see how deep game is. But what y'all do is you guys, when you respond fast, see, it doesn't matter about the response. And I think that's the problem most of y'all guys don't understand. It doesn't matter the response, okay? What matters is you analyzing what it is you're doing. Does that make any sense? Does that make any sense? And that's what we want to make sure that we want this to work. Okay? Okay? That's what we want y'all to do. That's how we want y'all to grow. That's how we want y'all to see it. But you can't see it when you're not even looking for it. Okay? But how can one see when one is blind on eyesight? You guys want to take on somebody else's eyes and put them in your eyes. You guys want to be like other motherfuckers. You guys want to think like other motherfuckers and stuff. But see, this is why and where y'all go wrong. Because of how you move. Because you don't know your greatest asset. And hell, she doesn't even know your greatest asset. And it's not your tongue. It's not your dick. Could be parts of your asset, but not your greatest asset. My greatest asset is something that she can't have, and that's my mind. My age, my body, the color of my skin, my height. The money in my bank account, those things don't fucking define me. And that's why they can never have me. Because my greatest asset is me. My greatest asset is me. And if your greatest asset is you, then she must work to be a part of that asset. But they've never been in a position to work for people or run behind things. They've never been in that position. And because they haven't been in that position, they're just not students of that. They just give up on themselves. She looks at me and realizes that, you know what? This motherfucker's laser focused on himself. This is the kind of motherfucker that can bounce back from shit. He's always happy. He's always in a good mood. He always can put himself out there. He can fuck up. He can fail. He can get rejected. But for some reason, these things are successes to him rather than failures. And why is that? Why does he think and why does he move that way? That's what I'm saying to y'all guys. I got to refresh this and catch up with the let me see here. Because, yeah, I got to catch up with this shit. All right. Yeah. So I catch up. I'm sorry, guys. I had to catch up to the chat room. Chat went down or something. I got to work on this chat thing. So getting back to y'all chat, I'm just trying to catch up with the chat guys and all that. All my chat room dogs and stuff. Just trying to catch up with y'all. But this is the beauty of this shit. It's the beauty of the game. It is something that nobody wants y'all to have nor understand. I can read the chats from here. So someone says, so the drug of you is helping you to cover space in your mind, which to know. No, my drug lab is based on feeling. My drug lab is based on my dopamine, my fentanyl, my crack, my heroin, my weed, my mushroom, my ecstasy pill. It is her getting a sample of what it is like to move beyond what she sees as her end, her cliff. Okay? Her end and her cliff. That's what it's about. The Dean stands for that I am teaching you guys game. That's what the Dean is for, Luna. And please make sure, Luna, you put a question in there if you're asking a question, okay? Appreciate that if you'll do that, please. I guess that the thing, yeah, I don't know if the chat room is down, so I'm just going to read the chats that come in from you guys. But I'm going to keep going, and I'll catch up with the chats and stuff like this. See, your gym, I always tell you your mental gym is so important, because your mental gym allows you to build a toughness within yourself that will be more of a turn on to her than a turn off. You guys think there's pressure when it comes to women, but I put women under pressure. You guys get into pressure because you are trying to be what you think she wants you to be, or you're putting a lot of pressure on you to do the right thing. I got to make sure everything is perfectly right. But I don't do that shit. I put them under pressure, and it's not a mean pressure. It's a pressure of you're not the only one, and what are you bringing to my life that separates you from all these other women that want to get with me? And if you don't bring anything other than your ass, then I will kindly dismiss you. That's pressure. And why is it pressure? Because she knows what she'll get from me. It's something that she's never gotten before, because I can push her beyond her mindset and her thinking. So if I can elevate and educate her, then I'm the fucking prize. Well, there is no pressure for me. I ain't no pressure. I'm not under any fucking pressure. I'm fucking cool, calm, and collected. Ain't no pressure here. But they are under pressure because they have to fit into, they have to work towards, they have to work towards. And I know that sounds fucked up, but it's absolutely true. I don't need you. And I'm not saying it's a bad way, but I don't need you. I'm fine. I'm good the way I am. I am fine and the way I am to who I am. And if you're lucky enough to be with me, be around me, you will reap some of the benefits that come dealing with me. But the pressure is you having to show me why I need to keep you around. Because if you ain't showing me why I need to keep you around, I'm not going to keep you around. I will dismiss you because my greatest flaw or my strength is I get bored with women. So because I get bored, I'm easily to do that, okay? I'm saying that there is pressure when she knows there's competition. See, you guys are not, you don't have any competition because you don't have any women, or you can show her that you, even, yeah, even back in the day when I didn't have women, I still put them under pressure because they actually thought I was lying to them. Like, guys, you know, I would take dick resting days. I would cut women off the rock. It was just so fun. Just cut women off just for the sheer joy of, you know what? I don't feel like messing with these women. We're just done with them. What, get rid of them all. Then I meet somebody, put my bid in, and they like, damn, are you a smooth talker? How many girls you seeing? I ain't seeing nobody right now. Oh, come on now. Stop lying. I know. No, I'm not seeing anybody right now. Listen, if I was seeing somebody, I would tell you. Well, why aren't you seeing anybody right now? Well, because all the women that I was messing with, I got bored with and I let them go. Wait, what do you mean all the women that you, yeah. How many is all? I don't know. What, 10, 15? I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. But she will recognize a motherfucker that has game by how he talks. Now, for you guys, you'll be like, well, she like, well, are you seeing anybody?
Well, I was kind of seeing somebody, like, I mean, I just got a relationship like 7 years ago, and, you know, I'm just kind of like feeling myself out and doing anything like that. I don't even know. Yeah, but no, I don't believe in dating other women. Yeah, I'm a one kind of guy. I'm just looking for a relationship and all that other stuff. I don't know. No, I don't have anybody. I just don't have time. I'm always working out, pumping iron, and I'm so busy on my purpose and all this other stuff. I don't have time for women.
And the first thing she's saying to you is, this motherfucker ain't got no game. First thing she's saying, this motherfucker ain't got no game. Because there's nothing arrogant about him. What's arrogant about me is the fact of what I'm saying. I'm saying that, yes, I don't have anybody because I cut them all off. You asked how many? I think it was between 10 and 15. Who the fuck? What? Y'all see what I'm saying? That's how this shit works. That's how it works. And I'm not trying to portray a role or anything. I'm not here to run behind or try to impress a woman. That's not what we do as men. We don't do that. Let me keep going. Another thing is, okay, see, this is why I don't need to show a woman I'm a bad motherfucker in the bedroom. I can talk her out her panties. I can fuck her and make her fall in love with me. I can fuck her here and make her fall. I can give her the drug of motherfucking me. But why is that? Is because I'm looking at my results versus intent. Okay? See, I don't need to tell her I have a dirty, vivid imagination that can take her to places that she's never seen before. Because everything I do, gentlemen, is what? I position myself to do what, gentlemen? To let my work. Let me write this down. My work. will always speak for me. My work, my imagination will always show her why do I have that motherfucker all the way at the end of the line? I need to move that motherfucker closer to the line because goddamn, he's so fucking different. He never asked me a question of what I like to do for a living, what I'm looking for, what college do I go to, or whatever fucking questions I've been asked over and over again. He's never asked me a question, but when we're talking, I feel as if I've known him all my life, and I'm like, my God, where did the time go when I'm talking to this guy? And when I'm not talking to him, I mean, who the fuck sends voice messages and who the fuck sends video? Who is this motherfucking guy? My work speaks for me, gentlemen. I don't need to speak for myself. My work speaks for me. Everything I created speaks for me. Y'all see what I'm saying? Everything that I created speaks for me. And as long as y'all can see what speaks for you, okay, this is why y'all win. This is why y'all win, because the work will make you better. And the work will show her. So you're asked a question. So you give her a reason to fuck without bringing it up. Say, No. Uh-uh. I like it to be more complicated and more depth to it, not just her wanting to fuck. I want her to let me the fuck in. I'm not trying to fuck EJ. I'm calling EJ. I'm not trying to fuck. I want the fucking invite because don't want what's between her legs. I want it all. I want it all. That's what I want. I want it all. And the only way I can get it all is by showing her I'm not you. I'm not trying to be you. I'm not trying to sleep with her. I'm not you guys. I'm so fucking arrogant. I'm saying I'm going to show you why you should be fucking me. I mean, that's where I'm at. I'm not trying to run behind no pussy like that. I'm going to show you why me, but I'm going to let you see why me, by how I move, why me, how I talk to you, why me, how I position myself, why me. So I'm not running behind her, you know what I mean? No, I'm not giving her a reason to fuck. I'm giving her a reason to invite me the fuck in. The one thing that she doesn't do, she's never, listen to me, a woman has never, ever invited an average guy into her life. And y'all don't even see that. Every woman that has been with these average surface-dwelling guys has never been invited in. Because these guys got to beg and barter and take them out to dinner, kiss their asses, bend over backwards, rip off their balls and their spine and kiss her ass and all that shit. And when they're doing all these things, they're not actually they're trying to manipulate her or beg her to be with them. Okay. Dina had this girl call me crying because life is hard and she feels lonely. How should I say? Okay. This is what I'm saying. Look, listen, there's so many ways you can do this one, Jay. Okay, she's saying life is hard, she feels lonely. Listen, I can't take away the feeling of loneliness that you have. But what I can do is take you away for a little while to make your life a little bit better. And if you like, I can come over and look, let's do this. Why don't we do this? Let me take the tension of loneliness out of you. Let me just come on over. You go ahead and light some candles and put your favorite music on. unlock the door. You just get in, just lay on the top. I want you to lay on your bed naked and put a blanket or some kind of covering over you. Because I don't want to see your body. I want to break your body down. Allow me to come over. I just need you to put the lotion next to the microwave near a bowl and let me get the tension out of you that makes you feel lonely. Allow me to touch you in a way that's not sexual, but it is a way to let you feel what it's like to be with a man that can take away loneliness from you. But it is not my job to take you from being lonely. It is my job. I just want to do is I just want to come by. Let me just come by. Let me have your favorite. Let me have your favorite music on. Okay? And let me just come over there and give you a nice massage. I want you to cover your whole body up. Just be naked underneath. I don't want to see your whole body because I want to break your body down. I want my mind and my fingertips to take away any kind of distress you have, bit by bit, section by section. And when I'm done, I'll kiss you on the forehead and I'll walk the fuck off and go away. Do you want to play? Telling you, that's how you do it, Jay. Because they, as I said before, who talks to women like that? Y'all, gentlemen, what I'm saying is this is why poetry is so fucking important. Nobody talks to women this way. They don't.
Well, honey, you're not feeling good? Well, okay, I'll talk to you later.
All that silly ass shit. I'm saying is we're trying to change the game up. Right, let me refresh this motherfucker. Oh, let me refresh real quick. Let me refresh this joint. Ah, here we go. We're good. I had to refresh it. I don't know why. It's acting up a little bit. But it's all good. It's acting up a little bit, but it's fine. Y'all can see me. I can see you. And I can read the chat messages. But what I'm saying is that now that I have that all scribed in my motherfucking head, how the fuck do I want to hit her with it? Do I want to hit her with it through a voice message or a video message so she can see the sincerity in my fucking eyes, knowing that, listen, I know I can come over there and fuck you. But I want to fuck your mind a little bit to show you why you want to be fucking me. Okay? You see what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. That's what I want y'all to understand. What I'm saying is that I want her to understand that I'm about to give you a motherfucking experience. But as I give her that kiss and rub her down, you know what, Jay, I do? I do. She'll be the first one to get a Sexoween invitation. We'll be going over Sexoween next week. She'll be the first one to get a Sexoween invitation from me. And I'm about to fuck her head up in ways that she's, I'm going to fuck her head up in ways that she has never even thought of before or conjured up in her mind by the shit that I have in my mind that she's going to fucking experience, okay? You see what I'm saying? And even, AJ, even though it's out of the blue, you got to stay in the blue. Okay, let me give you another one, all right? Let me give you another one, all right? This is what I want you to do, Jay. This is what I would do. If I were to ask a question, because I don't like asking questions, but I need more clarity, and this is why I'm asking a question, what is it that relaxes you? Do you like the sound of rain? Do you like the sound of nature? You like the sound of the ocean. What is it that you like? What is something that relaxes you? That's all I want to know. If there was a question, because I need to know what relaxes you, and I'll do all the rest. And then the next hour or whatever, or next day, shoot, I'm like, hey, check your email. I got something for you. But before you open that email, I want you to open it. What I want you to do tonight is I want you to take all your clothes off. And I don't, now again, I don't want to make them touch yourself. I don't have to do that, but take all your clothes off, relax in your bed. I want you to download that thing I'm sending you. Put that thing in your ear and relax yourself. All right? Okay? And what I'm saying is when she presses play through the sound of thunder, storms, rain, ocean, or nature, that thing that she connects to, she will hear the sound of my soothing voice relaxing her right now as I talk that shit behind the thing that relaxes her. What do you mean when you say make things simple instead of overcomplicating it? Well, make things simple, Peaches, that I'm not wasting my fucking time. I will not waste my time with you. I'm not going to overthink or overdo something because you're a woman. Where guys go wrong, Peaches, they see a woman and they think they have to be different, be special. They've got to bend over backwards and all that other shit. I'm not doing that shit because you got to prove shit to me. So I'm making it very simple by letting you know who the fuck I am, why I'm here, and what the fuck I'm trying to do. And I'm telling you right now, I'm not here to fuck you. If that comes up and you want to know, do I want a relationship? No, I don't want a fucking relationship because I don't know you well enough. What do you want from me? I don't know. I'll find out as I get to know you better. Oh, what? You just saying that because you want to fuck me? Nope. I only want to fuck you. What do you mean you want to fuck me? Then why are you talking to me? Because number one, I can talk to you. But number two, I'm showing you why you should fuck me. Motherfuckers don't even talk this way. I mean, motherfuckers don't talk this way. I'm simplifying it. I'm letting you know this is why the fuck I'm here, but I'm not running behind you kissing your ass or I'm going to never, listen, you don't have to worry about me begging, bartering, trying to manipulate you. I don't do that shit. I don't do any of that shit because when I get hold of your motherfucking ass and that is here in your mind, you're fucked. And matter of fact, I'm going to give you one. Don't let me in. Don't let me in. don't do it. Don't do it. I'm going to warn you. I'm not that guy. I'm not like, hey, I am not like those other guys. And I know you heard that a million times. And those motherfuckers ended up to be that motherfucking guy. I ain't him. I ain't him. And I am letting you know up front, right motherfucking now, that I'm not that dude. I'm not. So I'm not trying to complicate this shit. Well, I'm seeing somebody. It's cool. Look, as long as we're going towards this, we can do what the fuck you want. Hey, listen. I'm going to give you the contract you want. I'll give you the perfect contract. See who you want to see. Date who you want to date. Go out. Have fun. I'm not going to run behind you. This is the it's so perfect that they hate it at the end because it's too perfect. Because they're like, what kind of a what? Go out, have fun, hang out, date. He's not going to run behind me or anything like that. Sign me up. But guess what happens? Let's say there's 10 guys, all right? Let's say there's 10 guys, all right? 10 guys. I would say five. Break it down five. I say it's five. See, what's so cool about what I do, guys, you never force them to get rid of what the fuck they have. You never force them to get rid of it. Lines are open, guys. Y'all want to call in 19 minutes to call into the show if y'all want to call in. You never force them to get rid of what they have. You let them make the decision that that you are not those guys, and she would rather spend time with you where, guys, I'm telling you, hey, I thought you was going out. No, I don't feel like going out today. Oh, okay. Are you busy? I don't know. It depends. I don't know. I got to look at my schedule. I might have someone come over. Why the fuck would you say that? What do you mean why would I say that to you? Well, I wanted to see you. Wait a second. If you wanted to see me, you just say I got trained. Just say you wanted to see me. And I told you I don't know. But you telling me just because you cut somebody off, I don't read between it. Listen, I don't care enough to read between those lines when you bring up another motherfucker. I don't give a fuck. But, gentlemen, what I'm saying is that what's so cold about it, let them do what the fuck they want to do. And when they realize that you're the best choice out of what they want to do, then they will systematically cut those motherfuckers off without you trying to force them to cut those guys off. And that's the beauty. That's how game works. Okay? That's how the beauty of what I'm saying to your guys, man. It's beautiful. It's beautiful because everything you're doing is all a position, because I'm letting everything work for me. Most of y'all, I don't talk about that shit. I'm just about that shit. Anybody can say bullshit, but I'm somebody that can't be replicated or produced over you. I'm not that guy. Whereas most of you are that guy. And that's why they get tired of you, because you're the same old song, the same old dance. You're nothing but the same old same. And there's nothing about you that says, you know what? I want more. I want to know why this guy is what he is, and how does he work, and why does he work, and all this other stuff. I'm not the same, and I don't try to be the same. I'm not. I'm not. See, when I conquer, that's never enough for me. Do you guys think just because she throws a pussy at me, I'm going to end what I'm fucking doing, and I'm going to stop what I'm doing, and I'm going to say to myself, well, you know what? I'm done. I've reached the pinnacle. Fuck no. Guys, let me tell y'all something. There is no greater pleasure in the world. Thank you, 93 likes. Listen to what I'm saying. There's no greater pleasure in the world. Not sex. There's no greater pleasure in the world when she goes beyond that edge and realizes that you are the only motherfucker that can get her beyond that edge. And this is the reason why they're going to fuck with you. This is the reason why they're going to run away from you. This is the reason why they will see somebody else to try to get you off their mind. This is why they will marry somebody else. All these reasons are beautiful reasons because, gentlemen, it's going to sound fucked up. They will always come the fuck back. It doesn't fucking matter. Because I am truly the fucking one. She will never, ever meet anybody to take her beyond her mind, because you guys out here, can an intent be to conquer? Yes, that's a yes. It can be to conquer, but it can't be to conquer pussy. It's got to be deeper than pussy for it to be a good intent. But as I said before, gentlemen, think about this for a second. I am taking her beyond thought. Guys, remember the secret in the sauce I told you. All her life, she's thought she's actually been in love. She thinks that she knows what love is. But her love that she knows is from what you see at the top. I guess, is it over here, over there? Wherever it's at. At the top corner that y'all see, that's love to her. Because she's sorting out the best zebra. And whoever the best zebra is, she's going to find love in that zebra, because that zebra maybe did one thing, but he still held her back. She still has, gentlemen, insecurities. She still has
guys that are judging her. She still has creepy guys, creepy thoughts, and all these things. So this is her life. And what she has fucked up and done is she's accepted that this is going to be her life. All right? That's it. This is my life. I'll never find what I see on TV. I'll never find what I see on 50 Shades of Grey. But this is what they'll find. Now, it's going to be weird, but watch this. This is what they're going to find. They will find one guy that can make them laugh, but he can't do anything else. They will find that one guy that they can talk to, but he can't do anything else. They will find that one guy that can make them laugh. He can't do anything else. They'll find that one guy to hang out with and have deep philosophical. So remember, it's like those commercials. You know, you can eat 20 bowls of this to equal one bowl of that. They'll never find that. But let me show you how deep it is. But once they get a taste of you that brings them beyond to their core. Remember, guys, y'all don't even know there's a core. So what you think they don't know they have a core. They don't know they have a core. And let me tell you how they fuck up and cheat the goddamn game. When they get with you real motherfuckers that are actually students of the game, she is going to do everything she can to take power that you have over her away, where her mind's going to self-sabotage her by doing what? Let's go ahead and build a man or Frankenstein a fucking man. Ronnie, Bobby, Ricky, and Mike. If I like the girl, cares who you like. Cool it now. Okay, so we'll take Ronnie, Bobby, Ricky, and Mike. Okay, Ronnie might be funny. Ricky might have a sense of, Ricky might be philosophical. Ronnie, Bobby, Ricky, and Mike might be two different things. And what she's going to do is she's going to Frankenstein a man together. That's all she's been doing all her life. She'll find one guy that's good at this and use his arm. One guy that's good at that, use that arm. Use a torso, use a head, legs. And now she's got a whole nothing. You hear what I'm saying? She has a whole nothing. But yet she's still frustrated. She's still unhappy, and she's still looking for happiness, right? She's still looking for that, right? Right? So, gentlemen, what do you think happens when she meets a man? When she meets a motherfucker that's all things, the game changes because they will fucking cry. I'm happy. And no. I don't mean like buying a dress happy or a pair of shoes happy or a purse happy. When you can show her beyond her edge and show her that she doesn't have to think like the ordinary woman, knowing that she is emotional and shit like that, but that her happiness, she can find being with you, okay? But she will become happy because she finally goes beyond her expectation. Remember, her edge is the end of her happiness. This is how far as I can go. I'll never be happy. So then, remember, instead of going this way, they kind of go sideways. They find a new guy, which they feel makes them happy. Same scenario. They always just like a dog chasing their tail until they meet us. If you're the only one that can push her beyond happiness, you're the only one and the only source that she has to go back to be able to get the motherfucking happiness. See, I don't make her happy. She finds happiness to me because I'm doing the one thing that the average horny motherfucker ain't doing. I am elevating and educating her on finding her, letting her know it's okay to be as dirty as you want to be, and I won't judge you. It's okay to be who you want to be. Let your hair down. Say, do, be,
for the first fucking time in your life, you can do whatever you want to do, and you have no worry that I'm going to judge you. Matter of fact, I'm going to do the exact opposite, because I'm not going to judge you. I'm going to enhance whatever the fuck it is you want to be and want to do and want to become. There are women out there that have nasty, like, they love, like, going cucumber shopping just so they can put a cucumber. I mean, that's so nasty. That's not even the nasty part. It's like buying the cucumber, getting fucked with the cucumber, washing the cucumber off, chopping the cucumber up and putting it in the salad and eat it. It's so great. So great that the shit that you can make women do that they just love to do that goes beyond even thought, because they love that shit. Because it's so nasty and so filthy and so dirty and so erotic, it pushes them beyond it. And you know what it does? It says, I can do it, and he's not going to look at me like I'm like something like dirt under his shoe. So that's why I'm saying to y'all guys out there, this is why I win, because one cannot handle. The closer she comes to her core, the more she's going to try to run away from you, because she herself is going to have that. Okay, guys, remember that moment you guys had when you realized Santa Claus was fake? Remember that moment y'all had? All your little cake-ass lives, even mine, we were little kids. Santa Claus coming? Santa Claus coming? Like, I'm doing voice.
Oh, my God, Mommy. Oh, my God. It's December 1st. Oh, my God. Yes. Yeah, I got this little thing. I open it up. Oh, there's a chocolate inside. It's December 1st. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I am been so good. Oh, my God. I can't wait for Santa Claus. And there's Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer shows and Charlie Brown. And, oh, my God, it's Santa Claus. It's Christmas. Oh, I love Christmas. Oh, my God. I want the G.I. Joe with the Kung Fu grip, and I want a video game. Oh, let me write to Santa. Dear Santa. Oh, okay. Santa, I've been good. I've been eating my vegetables and doing what my parents have been saying. And you know what, Santa? Oh, my God. I want an Xbox, a PlayStation 5. I want a new video game, and I want a brand new phone. I don't like the phone I got right now. But, Santa, I know you can do it because I've been good. I've been very good. Yes, Santa, I've been good. Man, I got this list, and it's only going to be between you and me, Santa. I'm not going to tell anybody because, Santa, you're Christmas. Oh, my God, we got the trees, and it's so beautiful. And tick, tick, tick. Oh, it's Christmas Eve. Mom, it's Christmas Eve. Oh, my God, can you bake the cookies? Mom, hurry up. It's Christmas Eve. I got to go to bed. Oh, my God. Okay. Wait. Let me put the cookies for Santa. Oh, okay. One cookie. All right. Two cookie. Three cookie. All right, Mom, can you get the milk? Yeah. Okay, I'll pour the milk. Oh, Santa gonna like the milk. Okay, we got the cookies, we got the milk. Okay, Mom, can I leave Santa my note right there? Okay. All right. Okay. Well, Mom, oh man, I'll go to bed now. I'll go to bed. My God, Mom, Santa ate the cookies. He drank the milk. Oh my God, he got my letter. Wow, look, I got the gifts. Oh, my God. That is so real. Mom, you were right when we went to the mall. I sat on his lap. Santa. Oh, Santa. Oh, my God. Santa, I wanted to grab your beard, but, Mom, I promised I didn't grab his beard. Oh, my God, I got all the presents. I got all the things and all this other stuff. Oh, my God. Christmas is forever. God, I love Santa. Mom, I can't wait to go to the North Pole. One day when I get older, I'm going to go to the North Pole, and I want to see the elves and the reindeers and Santa Claus.
And then it's that motherfucking day you realize that, hold up, you be like, hey, hold the fuck up. What the fuck is this? What are these presents in the
Hey, that's the video game I wanted. What the fuck? Why would mom do that? What the fuck is this? Hold on. Wait, what is that? Hold on, what the fuck is going on? Hey, what is going on with Santa? What the fuck?
Right? Y'all know what the fuck I'm talking about. Y'all didn't see what I'm saying? Y'all see the fuck I'm saying, man? I'm saying to y'all motherfuckers, there comes a time where y'all guys realize that we all had that realization that, oh my God, all this fucking time I've been writing these fucking letters to my parents. My parents have been eating the cookies, the milk, and all this other shit. Motherfucker, right? It's that realization or kick in the face of reality that happens with a woman the same way. All her life, she has her mind set that this is what average is, so it will never be until she sees something above average. It shakes her and all that other shit, man. You know what I'm saying? It's like, oh my God. It's like, wow. You know, I just miss him. I miss the way he talked to me. I miss the way he touched me. I miss the way that, you know, every time I have a problem or issue, he just knows it. He can hear my voice and know what's wrong with me. And he doesn't force himself on me. He doesn't force me to say things and do things. 90 seconds, guys, y'all want to call in. We'll be on for a few more minutes and stuff like that. But what I'm saying is that's the power that we have over them that fucks their head up. Okay? You know what I mean? See, gentlemen, what you don't understand, and this is why I tell you I love being out of a million guys. I want to be one. I want to be 1,000,001. And the reason why I want to be 1,000,001 is because as a man, I don't compete with other men. Guys, the beauty and power of being last forces them to compete with me, because while they're kissing her ass, taking her out to dinner, begging and bartering and trying to manipulate her and playing her game, I ain't doing any of that shit. Most of you guys out there are always competing against other fucking men. Why? Why would you do that? Why would you... What sense does it make competing with another man? Okay, let me show you. Let me lay something on you. How, if you're the only one of your kind, then where's the competition? Where's the competition? Because I don't listen to the external noise that y'all guys listen to. Where's the competition? Y'all motherfuckers, all the time, y'all see guys and all that stuff, and y'all like, oh, she's beautiful, but I can't outdo Chet. I can't outdo him. I mean, look at him. Oh my God, he has nice pecs. He's got a tight behind, and oh my God, he just works out. He's like a goddess. Look at his hair. Look at his eyes. I can never, ever compete with him. I mean, look at me. I don't have Chet's clothes. I don't have my hair's all over the place. It's a mess. It just seems like he walks like a god. I just can't believe why I can't ever win. I mean, are you fucking serious? Are you, y'all guys, y'all listen. Y'all know y'all do that shit. I'm not judging y'all. Y'all do that shit. Y'all always look at another motherfucker and think, y'all guys see, I mean, okay, even with actresses and shit, oh my God, I can never get her. I mean, look who she's with. Who the fuck cares? Who the fuck cares? You guys are always looking at the wrong competition. The competition you should be looking at is the competition in yourself, man. I'm not going to compare my... How the fuck can I compare myself to another guy? Well, wait a second, Steve. He's got the woman. But how did he get her, motherfucker? Just because, guys, just because somebody has a woman, oh, guys, y'all ain't gonna like this one. Wait. This is gonna be a tough one. It's gonna be a tough one, y'all. Just because a guy is dating a woman, in a relationship with a woman, living with a woman, engaged to a woman, or married to a woman, ain't got shit to do with me. Just because they are these things to that woman, this is where y'all miss the mark. See, y'all are too busy looking on the I do, and you're not looking at the I am. How did he get that woman? And if I promise you guys, if you were able to be a fly on the wall with that guy, you know what he's doing? Oh, please, girl, can I take you out? Will you, come on, girl. I like you. I'm interested in you. Will you? Why are you being this way to me? I really care about you. You know, I really like you. And it's snowing and everything. You know what? It's cold outside. Hey, every kiss begins with K. Oh, my God, thank you. And then he's like, well, you know, I want a relationship with you. Come on, please. You know what? I mean, come on, give me a chance. Live with me. Come on, be with me. Live with me. Come on. I want you to be my wife. Well, I'm not sure I want to be. No, come on. Why are you doing this to me? Why can't you be my wife? Well, it's just that.
Don't cry. It's okay. We'll be.
You motherfuckers. You're always looking at you, an end result. I promise you, all you motherfucking guys out there. Every relationship you see is based off some sucker shit. Because that guy begged that woman to be with him, bartered and all that shit, kissed ass, remember, all that bitch shit. But you looking at that motherfucker, well, look at Devontae, damn. Damn, Devontae got a bad chick, look at that, damn. I mean, look at his muscles. I mean, my God, look how he walks, I mean. He's like, so alpha to me. Man, nah, damn. Never seen a guy that moves like him. I mean, I can never get her. They're just such a like great couple.
Guys, there was a movie with Robin Williams called 1 Hour Photo, okay?
If you look at the movie 1 Hour Photo, it's exactly what I'm telling y'all, guys. There's so many movies I can name from this shit. Most couples portray and act like they're fucking actually happy when that bitch is miserable. Oh, my God, I'm going to get my happy out there. Oh, my God, this is my chance. I'm going to get my happy out there. He's going to marry me. Oh, my God, I'm going to be married. And we're going to have a happy, we're going to have 2.5 kids. We're going to have all this stuff. And then they hate the motherfucker, man. Like I say, the thing with 1 Hour Photo, the couple portrayed every guy. I'm telling you, man, this is crazy. Y'all guys are so busy looking at the couple from the outside of the I do. You're not even looking at the I am because those motherfuckers are miserable. 99.9999999% of women are miserable because they have never experienced a man before. So is that they think they are dealing with a man and they think, well, after my happy ever after, you know, everything comes down and, you know, it's just like, oh my God, I'm looking at him on the couch. God, I just get so sick of that motherfucker. I just don't like him at all. Oh my God, I hate him. You know, all that shit. I'm just saying that shit, man. What I'm saying to all you guys out here is that just because they are together on the outside doesn't mean she's happy. She's not happy because she doesn't know what happiness is. See, they have always based – now, look, this is deep. They've always – women have always based happiness on I do's. Dresses, happiness. Clothes, happiness. Shoes, happiness.
Kim Kardashian, happiness. Beyonce, Church of Beyonce, happiness. Weave is happiness. Blush, eyeliner, makeup, push-up bras. We go on and on. That is their source of happiness. A fucking expensive dress is happiness. Having an expensive wedding is happiness. Buying that big-ass house they can't afford or that room he can't afford has always been fucking happiness to a woman who lives in the world of I do. So what are the average guys doing? They're feeding her the I do, and that's why she's lost, because she doesn't even know her I am until she meets a real motherfucker. Because a real motherfucker will go right through all that bullshit I just said, and it's going to hit her in a way that she's never been hit on. I mean hit as a physical. I'm saying as far as his mouthpiece and who he is and how he moves, he's going to actually create an I am in her for the very first time in her fucking life. Her I do's are why she's always miserable, because she's dealing with nothing but I do guys. I keep telling you, every woman is dealing with guys. Guys, you see them motherfucking, man, guys, I'm telling y'all something, man. You know how easy it is to spot a couple easy to fuck? You can just go to Walmart. One day, just go to Walmart, go to the mall, watch a couple walk. If you see her all the way over there and him all the way over there, you know they ain't fucking. You know they ain't close. Let me tell you something. Dog, when they into you, dog, they gonna grab your ass, grab your dick. They gonna grab your hand. They're going to get up on you and kiss your neck in front of people. They're going to give you public. I mean, it's just crazy. But you average motherfuckers will never get that. EJ says, so a man should be leading the woman to her core from the first moment he meets her. But wait, EJ, the only way a man can show a woman her core is he must know his core himself. And that's where y'all go wrong. Because most of y'all guys live in the I do. You don't live in your I am. And that's where we win, because I can be very fascinating to a woman. And guys, remember, I keep telling y'all. Guys, I tell about my clients. I'm just talking about my clients. You know what fucks them up is when the woman's in bed with her guy, husband, living guy, whatever the fuck. And she's sending you messages about how much she misses you, how much she wishes you were in the bed next to her, how she misses tasting your dick and your sperm, and how she misses you, and why that motherfucker right next to you. Guys, we are so motherfucking cold-witted. That's why I keep telling you, you don't need to take her out on a fucking expensive date like that sucker did. See, if you want to do sucker things and be like that sucker, then do sucker shit. Take her out on dates, spend a lot of money on her, and kiss her ass. Or you could kiss your own fucking ass and have her kiss your ass at the same goddamn time. They ain't ready for this kind of game, because they don't think they're even worthy of that stuff, man. Guys, one thing I always tell you guys to do is you must always keep your thumb on your motherfucking self. See, most people can handle pressure in small doses, okay? But the problem is with those people, the average guys, is when they're on their own, they take their thumb off and relax. Motherfucker, I don't have my thumb on my motherfucking ass. I got my hand, if I can put my fucking feet up and hold my fucking thumb. I'm putting pressure on me all motherfucking day. Because my dick is that goddamn diamond that has that pressure. And I would hold that dick, because I'm continuously turning up the pressure to be better than who the fuck I am. See, you guys will put your thumb on yourselves when you watch a YouTube motivational video or some shit like that. But you're the same guys as soon as the video's over and you wake the fuck up, you let your hand go and let the pressure off, man. Y'all got to keep the pressure on yourselves by always being in control of who the fuck you are. Y'all are always, y'all dependent on substances, alcohol, drinking, clothes, women, all these shit, all these factors outside of yourself that control you. Y'all understand, even the drugs control you. That's outside. All that shit controls you, dog. You have no control over yourself. You allow everything outside of you to control you. How the fuck do y'all live that way? How can y'all live that way? Let me see what he said. JB said, like the show, Mysteriousness a few days ago, literally trying to show a woman her core is wrong. It comes naturally to a man because he's a product of being a man. Yeah, man. That's what I keep trying to tell y'all, man. Y'all just don't put pressure. Y'all just don't want to win. Y'all want to win like quick gratification type win, man. Fuck that. So let's assume the man is aware of his core from the moment you meet. Yes. Because that's, okay. Now, you don't have your core yet, but I'm just explaining to you. Because I have my core, the only way I can lead her is through core. But listen to what I'm saying, EJ, is lead her through core because why do you think I want the invite? I can't reach your core between her fucking legs. Because that's not where a fucking core is. I have to make sure that since I'm one with myself, that I am not going to push her to be my flip of me, a carbon copy of me. I'm doing the one thing that the average guy doesn't do. I'm trying to unlock those chains of judgment that a lot of guys have of women. I'm trying to lock those chains of judgment. I want you to be as free as you fucking can be around me. I want to give you total freedom, freedom that you never had before. And you don't even have to worry. I'm not going to run behind you and all that shit. I just want you to be free. But through me, I'm not taking off your chains. That's where they become loyal to you because you're not forcing them to do it. When they're with you, you see, what they say in, the chess thing, you only get better by playing a better opponent. So what do you think? When women get around a man, they soak up what that motherfucker's about because the average motherfucker ain't moving this way. So they become students of the game as far as, damn. This motherfucker's all about himself. This motherfucker's focused on him. He's laser focused on him, all that shit. So where is he going to have time for me? I got to figure out a way to make some time for this. It gives her a different perspective of how things are operating. Listen, even a bum can show you a game. Because even though for a lot of you guys, y'all judge mental motherfuckers, y'all judge bums and shit, but bums have a lot of game. Because because they don't have money or the house and all that other stuff, what do? They get up off their fucking ass and they stand in the corner with all the ridicule and all the judgment, and all they do is hold their fucking cup up and ask for money, even though it to you guys is probably embarrassing. Oh my God, look at him begging, poor guy. That motherfucker's saying, nope, I don't give a fuck. I'm here. Can I get some money, please? He's on that shit because he's doing exactly what he wants to do. The problem is y'all are judging that motherfucker. But y'all can learn more game from a motherfucking bum than you can sometimes from a scholar. Because that bum is the motherfucker. Winter, spring, summer, rain, snow, storms, that motherfucker can handle the elements. He can handle the elements. He knows he can't handle them the way you guys see it. So because he's not seeing it through your eyes, You think he's a bum. He chooses to do what he wants to do, move out as he wants. He's just walking around doing what the fuck he wants to do, and he's happy doing what he wants to do. Some guys try to fix their circumstances. Some don't. But, you know, bums are not bad. Well, no, no. Wait. Who is Junior talking to? Junior, who are you talking to? Hold on, I gotta look at this shit. Junior, who the fuck are you talking to? Who the fuck are you telling to shut the fuck up? Wait a second. Hold on, Junior. You got 10 seconds to explain who the fuck you talking. Who the fuck you telling to shut the fuck up? What the fuck are you talking? Hold on, Peach. See, y'all shouldn't let me see this thing. Who the fuck are you talking to, Junior? Who is Junior talking to? Hold on. Oh, okay. You better. Okay. About to say, motherfucker, you about to get the fuck on. Okay, let me get to ad A. So you're saying women, they get better and better, get a better man that moves from his core, living with never caring about what people think. And you say, well, women get better when they realize they're dealing with a man. There's the man, add A, there's not too many men out there. There's not too many men out there, add A. So women don't know they have a core. And what they've fallen in love with is an average motherfucker. They don't know what love is to the depth that we can show them. They don't know what love is. They have no fucking idea what love is. Never experienced, don't know about it. But they will bawl out crying. And let me see if I got it. Let me see something. I'm going to give y'all an example. I got it. I don't know if I have it. I'll give y'all an example. No, I can't find that shit. I got to show y'all a U-file. Yeah, we'll probably do a show on that shit. Got to show y'all that shit. Steve, would you say a bum is running game because they don't want or have to follow any rules? Well, they just follow. Okay. They're following their own rules. But they're just following their own rules. They're just doing what they want to do. That doesn't mean they have game. They're just following their own rules. They kind of have game as far as bum goes, but not scholars of the game or students. But they can't. Bums get pussy. Bums get pussy. But guys, y'all don't understand. There are women out here who have fetishes to fuck bums. I mean, beautiful women. That would just find a man, she'll have some Kleenex towels and shit and rubber. She'll clean off his dick and all that shit, wash his dick down and suck his dick and put a condom on his dick and suck it and fuck him. Women have bum fantasies of fucking bums and shit. Well, a bum does what he wants to do, but no, okay, I keep trying to tell you, EJ, and I don't think you understand. Most people don't know about their core until they get around someone who talks to them about their core. The only reason y'all know about your core because y'all heard it from me. Nobody's telling y'all about this shit. What would you define love? I don't know. I fuck love. I don't know what fucking love is because I'm all about respect. I don't fall in love. We don't teach love. We teach falling in respect. Fuck love. Listen. Love your mom, love your dad, love your fucking dog or your cat, love your TV. Let me show you what love is. Oh, let me show you. I'll give you an example of what fucking love is to me. Oh, let me give you an example of love real quick. Let me show you what the fuck I love. Let me show you shit I love, okay? This is what I fucking love. All right, let me show you what I love. All right, look in front of me. See that right there? That 75, I think it's 75 inch. I love that. That's TV screen, and I love that TV right there. I love that motherfucker right here on this wall right here. I love how this light is shining on my motherfucking ass. I love all that shit. I love all this shit. But I don't love no fucking woman. Fuck you talking about? I don't love. I fall into respect, son. Y'all got to get out that love bullshit. That's women fall in love and shit. We got a few more minutes left in the show, but I just want to let y'all know that shit. Any last questions y'all got? Yeah, man, y'all got to get off of that shit, man. Fuck all that love shit. Fuck that love. Let women love. No, don't love yourself. That's automatic. Add a respect yourself. Hurry up, Todd. I got to do. Wait. Fuck. Hold on, man. I damn it, Tyler. I'm about to wrap this shit up. You want to fucking hit me at the last moment, Tyler? Why do you fucking do this to me, Tyler? Fuck. Oh, let's see here. Hold on 1 second. God, I got to show y'all. See that? Fuck. I shake my head, Tyler. I shake my head. They can't comprehend this shit, Tyler. They can't comprehend this because they will never believe that they can get a woman to do this kind of shit. Let me grab this shit real quick. So let me grab it and blow the bitch up. As you can see, this is the game right here. See that? I want y'all to see this shit. When they excited, like Tyler said, these are all the messages, the countdown. Y'all think this shit is fake. The countdown. See that shit? Yeah, Todd, I don't know what all that is right there. I don't know what that is, but I show them that shit. So that's just, y'all, I know guys can't believe that shit, man. They don't think women ever act that way, man. These women will count you down and let you know, man. Now, Parker, you can't call in because we already, just send me your number. The lines are down. If you send your number to the Man Mindset, we got 6 minutes. Mr. Parker, send me your number to the Man Mindset. Let me know, and I will call you. Send me your number, and I will call you, sir. Send me your number, sir, to manmindset@gmail.com. I will call you, Mr. Parker, if you wanted me to call you. But the lines are down. We had the lines on for 2 hours, sir. We're about to wrap this shit up. Let me see if I can add the fucking turn on the Bluetooth and shit. Let me connect it to the Rodecaster. Okay, I think I'm connecting this shit. I think I'm connected. Let me see if I can press something. Let me see something. Let me see if I can play some music real quick. If I can play some music, I'm connected. I think I'm connected. Let me see if I can play some music and shit. Let me see if I can play a jingle or something to see if I'm fucking connected to shit. Yeah. All right. Yeah, we are connected. Lying low in darkness, so it's time to creep. Early morning hours, everybody else asleep. I am chilling with some Alizé. Uptown, downtown, rolling on a Saturday. Let's see here. So the line's open. I can call you, big dog, if you give me a number. Let's see here. Matthew Bliss says, would you say the best response to when a person is walking and not paying attention to their surrounding, is it simply to say something to them and let them... What the fuck do you mean let them bump into you? What are you talking about? If somebody's walking and you're walking, just get out the fucker's way. Just get out of his way. So the music is playing. So, yeah. So let me check and see if he left a number and I'll call the motherfucker and shit. Oh, wait. I don't think. Wait, 804. No, that's not it, dog. That's not. grab his number right here. Hold on. Here we go. All right. I got you, dog. I got you. I'm about to call you right now. Copy that joint. I'm going to call you right now, big dog. I got you. I was just reading a message and shit. All right. There we go. You see? All right. Here we go. Yes. Can you hear me, sir? Okay. What's your question? How can I help you, brother? What's up? You say the best way to learn yourself and your core. Okay. Have you ever seen Star Wars? Okay. So how did Luke, did Luke just say, I want to learn the Force, and he just automatically learned the Force? Or did he have to be a student? Or did he have to be a student of the game? Well, yeah, Tatooine. I don't know what a Tatooine. But anyway, yeah, well, there's your answer. How long you been listening to me? How long you been listening to me for? Okay, cool. Do you have your puzzle pieces? Then why have you failed? Because you didn't do what? Oh, Dagobah planet. Right. Thank you, Brian. Wait. Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. And Reggie, let me give you something, Reggie. I got something for you, Reggie. It's been a long time. Here you go. But what I'm saying to you is this. If you want to learn game and your master or mentor tells you to do something, why are you not following the instructions? But yet you said you want to learn game. You want to learn your core. But how can you learn your core when you're not actually doing what you're told to do? No, I wouldn't do it if I was you, because I don't think you want to learn anything, dog. Okay, listen, you got to understand. No, you don't. You don't. No. I'll explain to you again. You don't. Just because you say you do doesn't mean you do. Because if you wanted to learn and I tell you to do, I didn't tell you to jump off a bridge, did I? No. I didn't tell you to jump off of a building or a skyscraper or swallow poison or jump in a shark tank. Did I tell you to do one of those things? What did I tell you to do? Go get your puzzle. I just said go get your puzzle pieces, right? And you said, fuck no, I don't want to get my puzzle pieces. But yet then you say, I want to, listen. This is why I say don't do it. Don't listen. This is why I always tell guys, listen, the reason why you shouldn't do it now is because it's a forced do. You're doing it from an I do versus an I am. See, if you were told to get your puzzle pieces and you had your puzzle pieces, then the next step would be, okay, now we can get some coaching and you'll be a perfect student of the game because you're worthy of the information. You must be, you got to, see, what people don't understand is you got to show that you're worthy of the information. Didn't Luke show Ben Kenobi he was worthy of the information? Didn't Luke show, right, exactly, he showed that he was worthy. Yes, exactly. He showed that he was worthy of the information. Even when Yoda lifted the fucking X-Wing fighter out of the fucking swamp, he still couldn't understand and believe because he wasn't ready to believe something that was greater than his thinking. And that's why he told Yoda, I can't believe that. And that's why Yoda says, this is why you lose. You lose when you want to do it your fucking way versus the way. See, the only way you could have been a great student, now you can do what you want, but I'm telling you, this might not be for you, young man, because you want to do it your way versus the way. In order to get in a secret society, In order to get in anything that has substance, one must be tested to see if they are worthy of the knowledge. And if you are not showing the signs that you are worthy of the knowledge, then they will close their doors because it will fall on deaf ears because you want to do it your way. Does that make any sense, young man? You say you've been listening to me nonstop, and every time you listen to me, what do I tell you to do? Get your puzzle pieces. Go to Amazon, Walmart, Hobby Lobby. Go da-da-da-da over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. And what did you say? Fuck no, I don't need those damn things. Right? No. Wait. Tell me what reason you have that you don't have your puzzle pieces after a week of listening to me. No. You said it's not exactly. So tell me. I want to hear the lie. Look. Listen. The game ain't for. I keep telling y'all, the game is not for everybody. Just because you want to do it doesn't mean you're worthy of the information. Because if you shut out instructions, you shut out the game. I didn't tell you to go find someone to slit their throat, did I? No. I say it every single time, get your puzzle pieces. And what you do with that information is going to show if you're worthy or not. But it's crazy to me how you say you want to learn game, but you don't have your puzzle pieces, my brother. Isn't that crazy? But you're doing it for the wrong reasons. All right, man, get them if you want. I'm trying to do. Okay. You have to understand how things work. As I said before, secret societies, being students of the game, even from the Kung Fu movies of the Shaolin temples. You can't just walk the fuck in and think they're going to give you information. Have you ever seen the movie called The Skulls? You need to watch that. You want to know why? Because I forgot old boy's name. He had to show he's worthy of it. You got this shit, dog. It's just like, think about a fraternity. You got to go through a bunch of shit to get into the fraternity. That's where you get all the knowledge from, right? But you just can't walk the fuck into a fraternity and think that just because you walked in, they're gonna make you a member. At every chance for a week. But I'm asking you, and it's no knock on you, why, what? Was the reason, there's no bad answer. What was the reason why you did not follow the instructions of the motherfucker that can show you shit that you never even thought about before? What was the reason why you didn't do it? Wait, how can you understand something you don't know or understand? Because you have not, okay. Let me show you what happens. Okay, you didn't understand it. How can you understand you? You don't even know your fucking self. So how can you understand it? But do you want to know why I am where I'm at right now? Because I had to go through the same fucking thing I'm doing to you guys at 9 years old to prove I was worthy of the information. You're not worthy of information because you see what you're doing. You ever watch Karate Kid? Because I love using Karate Kid. You ever watch Karate Kid? You're doing exactly what Daniel did. You're questioning Miyagi. Miyagi tells you to do something. Wash those cars with your right hand wax on, left hand wax off. Wash those fucking cars. Okay? Right? And what did Daniel do? Oh, Mr. Miyagi, I want to know karate. I'm out here washing cars. You know, karate's punched and kicks. What, why am I out here washing these cars, right? Versus saying, you know what, Miyagi? Okay, you tell me to do it, I'm going to do it. So I'm just saying to you that I appreciate what you're saying. You could keep going, but I'm just saying that you're just not going to be a great student because you chose to shun information that was free, that could start you off in the right direction. But because I had to tell you what it was about, then it defeats the purpose of even getting it. Well, that's why we just put it out there. Listen, that's why I say this ain't for everybody. It's for the individual that follows instruction. I'm not telling you to do anything complicated, but get your fucking puzzle pieces so you can start self-discovering your fucking self, the one thing you don't know about. But instead of doing that, you're like, fuck it, I need to know more. What? More of what? You what? More of what you don't know? More of what? What is it that you are trying to learn? You don't know yourself. And the only way you can learn yourself is by doing shit that goes against the grain of all that weak shit you've been doing. That's why you question it. That's why you've been questioning it, because it goes against your fucking logic, your sense of reality. It goes against all your thinking because it's like, what the fuck are these stupid-ass puzzle pieces going to help me with? That's what all I'm doing. I'm not trying to make you me. I'm trying to show you how to discover you by going against your own weak-ass grain of thinking. But one can't do that when one cannot follow instruction. That's all, man. It's sad when y'all guys say y'all want to be students, but y'all don't have your puzzle pieces. You don't want to be a student, man. You just want to say it because it sounds cool to say. But you don't really want to be a student. But you're doing it for the wrong reason. I mean, you could do it, but you're doing it for the wrong reason, buddy. That's the problem. You should get these because, oh, my God, this is a bad motherfucker, number one. But number two, he's not trying to make me into him, but he's telling me to do something. Did I say get your puzzle pieces to be me? Or do I say get your puzzle pieces to begin the journey of the fucking game? Don't I say that all the time? So if that's the beginning of the journey of the fucking game, you choose not to do it, then you don't want to learn game. That's all, buddy. I'm not mad at you. I'm not mad at any of you guys that don't do it. But if you're doing it because now I'm telling you why you should do it, then you are not going to make it in this because you have to see it for your fucking self. That's the key to all this. Fuck what I say. Don't believe me. See it for yourself. And if you would have got off your lazy ass and got your 100-piece puzzle set and did all those things, you would be self-discovering shit that you'll never, ever – you can't – now, here's the best thing about what I teach. This is why I love doing this. You get your puzzle pieces now, you're never going to discover the true potential you could have discovered if you just would have done it when you were told to do it. You're going to do it, yes. But I want you to understand how cold game is. See, if you're looking at, let's look at a 10 of self-discovery and a 1 of self-discovery. If you just would have got your puzzle pieces when told to do it, your self-discovery would have catapulted you to a 10. Because then your mindset would have changed. But now that I'm telling you all the shit I'm telling you, and you run and get your puzzle pieces, you're not going to understand anything. You may discover a few things, but not at the rate you could have discovered it when you actually told yourself to do it. Now I'm telling you the why behind it. This is why it's not going to work. Because you're not doing it, okay? But you can do it. But it's not going to have the effect that it could have had if you just would have followed the instructions. If you just would have just followed instructions, the rate of your thinking would have been on a different plane. But now that I explained all this shit to you, you're getting it because I explained it to you, then it's not going to have the same impact as it would as someone that just followed the instruction. Because that man that followed the instruction actually wants to be a student of the game. That means his thinking has shifted, made a tremendous shift. Not a whole shift, but a tremendous shift. You're doing it because I'm telling you why you're not a student. So you're doing all this shit for the wrong reason. So you have just moved into an intent versus a result. See, if you would have done it when you were told to do it, you would have been in the group of result. But now you're in the group of intent because now you're doing it because you're like, oh, shit. I should have, oh, man, I fucked up. I got to do this now. So you're doing it off of intent and not a result. So the pathway you're taking is going to be much difficult than the pathway of one that does it because he's told to do it. Because now you're justifying to yourself that you got to do it now, but who are you justifying it to? You're justifying it to an intent. But if you would have did it to a result, you would have been justifying it. You would be justifying yourself to the new you and not who the fuck you are right now. Because the new you knows that it's different, odd, and it goes against who we are, but we're going to do it anyway to then start to self-discover a brand new you and realize that who you were as an intent is not who you are as a result. So it's all good. Like I say, I'm not mad. I'm just saying that I don't know why do it now because you just didn't want to. You didn't want it. You got to want this, and no, But you're not okay. Listen, you're following the instructions because now you know it's what you need. That's the problem. Versus following the instructions and doing what you were told to do. You question, see, you saying you needed more information, what did you think you did? Because you questioned me. And that's what I'm saying. You never question your mentor. You don't ever question that motherfucker. Because if you want to be under that motherfucker, you must listen to what he's saying. But you question me. What the fuck does that mean? Why would I do that? What is that? How's it going to change me? Blah, blah, blah. Intent. Well, versus the guy that says, oh, he said get his puzzle pieces. Right, okay. So tomorrow I got to go to Hobby Lobby and get that 100-piece puzzle set and start my process. Two total different students, man. You never questioned me. Dan, see, I keep telling y'all. See, if Sato, instead of Miyagi, was in that motherfucker, Sato would have told Danny to grit his shit and get the fuck out of his dojo because he's not worthy. Miyagi is just a nice motherfucker. But you questioned me. But you questioned me. I can't help you if you question me. And that's what you were doing. You were questioning me. But I was telling you, you didn't have to pay for this information. I gave you a freebie just to see where you're at to yourself. And you, like a lot of guys out there that are listening to this, are going to run and go get your puzzle pieces. And all y'all guys are going to fail at the end because you're starting the game intent versus starting on a result. Does that make any sense? It's all on you. If you want to do it, but I'm just letting you know, it's not going to stick and get, you're going to be like in special, like Ed or you're going to learn, but on a slower pace than someone that has made it result-wise. Because the result guy is open and ready to learn versus the guy that questions the information and the person saying it. And that's why you can do it, but it's not going to have the same impact. It never does. And that's the beauty of what we do. It's the beauty of what we do because we try to show you what you are by how you are to yourself. So, yeah. So if you do what you want to do, I'm just telling you, it's not going to be effective because you're coming from the wrong way. Right. So, wait, Blue Devil said, but the question was made to ask. No, the question wasn't made to ask. The question, there's no question to ask. If you're told to do something and you want to be and learn, you want to get the results that I show you all the time with Tyler or the results you see on our website, I tell you how to start every fucking show. Every show, I say the same thing. So it's not a thing of, it was not a question. And see, if that question is made to ask, then you're questioning the person telling you, which means you're not a student of the game. Because the motherfucker telling you what to do knows more game on his pinky than you can ever imagine. And if you want to get in his neighborhood, see, I don't need to explain myself to you guys. Why would I do that? I'm saying that you guys out there, if you want to be a student, you got to learn how to shut your fucking ass up and follow instructions. That's it. But if you can't follow instructions, it just shows law zero. This ain't for everybody. Everybody cannot be a man. Though there will be those that want it that will follow instructions, then there are those that want it that won't follow instructions. So don't follow it. But I just let everyone know that if you were told to do it and you have not done it yet and you're hearing this, don't do it. At least I'm honest enough to say don't do it, man. You know what I'm saying, brother? I'm being honest. But what? You talking? All right. Okay. Well, it's on you. All right, man. All right. Well, I'm going to wrap this up, but I'll throw you back in, man. But thanks for the call, brother, okay? All right, respect. Okay, good call. No, it was a good call. Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. I'll let you go. Yeah, so, you know, it's all good. It's all good, man. All right? It's just at the end of the day, and I always tell y'all know my story. If I didn't get down and get those fucking nickels and dimes, I wouldn't be here right now. I don't know what the fuck I'll be doing right now. But if a 9-year-old can do it, you grown motherfuckers can do it. That's why there's no excuse. I don't give y'all no fucking leeway. If a 9-year-old motherfucker can go down on that concrete and get when he has opportunity, then that's it, man. Mr. Solo, how many times do I put the puzzle pieces together? As many as it takes, because you, until you become a student of the game, you're just putting the puzzle pieces together, but you're not a student under me, so I can't tell you. Because I can tell you right now, you got to keep doing it. Okay. So Dean, the key, respect yourself, evolve every day, put your bid in, never worry about a woman, and you'll be free, never sweat them, be a student of the game. Yes and no. Yes and no. Here's the thing. I'm going to say that I'll say yes, but no. Let me explain why. That's like me going to a surgeon and saying, so cut the left vein, cut his artery open this way, sew him up that way and do this, and now I'm a surgeon. What you're doing, Ad A, is just like that caller, you're trying to justify or grab and trying to take something that is infinite and you're trying to put it all into one little paragraph or one a few sentences. And that's the problem. Kind of right, but a lot wrong, because you don't know what you don't know. So what you're saying is from an outside, and I do. So that's what I'm saying. So it's what you think, but it's not what you have no idea what it is. But your mind is trying to internalize something that you can't internalize from your level of thinking. So you just grabbed everything that you heard. Like that's like me taking notes from someone talking about surgery and saying, well, can I be a doctor now? It doesn't work that way, okay? It doesn't work that way. But I appreciate what you're saying, Ad A. Anyway, guys, I'm going to wrap this up. Guys, we got the Real Game, No Theory tomorrow at 12 Eastern Standard Time. 12 Eastern Standard Time, guys. Real Game, No Theory. Guys, y'all need me, get at me at themanmindset@gmail.com. 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 I appreciate all you guys out there. Good show. Good chopping up. Yeah, hopefully y'all can understand now some of the rules of why you guys chase women. And it's going to be very hard to stop chasing until you start learning and understanding what game is, how it works, and how it can help you guys out. Okay, guys? So I appreciate you all, man. Thank you very, very much. We will see y'all guys, tomorrow? Real game, no theory.